on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Cooperative Governance MEC Tula Sizwe Buthelezi says he hopes the newly appointed governance expert will help stabilize the troubled Msundusi municipality. Buthelezi led a municipal executive committee meeting today to introduce Dr. Michael Sutcliffe. Sutcliffe is a former eThekwini municipal manager. His immediate mandate will be to implement a turnaround plan.
For a long time now in Msundusi, there have been challenges, and we hope that the presence of Dr. Sutcliffe will help to unblock some of those challenges and to chart a new way forward for Msundusi.
Msundusi Mayor Mzimkhulu Tabola has welcomed the intervention, saying that, like many other municipalities, they are not immune to challenges.
We believe that working with Dr. Sutcliffe will make a meaningful difference and will put our city firmly on the path of recovery. With this extensive background, we are confident we will gain and learn a lot from him.
Faith leaders are calling for government intervention as a group they describe as vigilantes continues blocking some patients from accessing hospitals. March and March members have been outside Addington Hospital for 7 weeks and are believed to be at other clinics in Durban. They're protesting undocumented immigrants accessing free health care. Dr. Don O'Mahony says he and a Burundian woman were denied entry when he couldn't produce an ID.
Even though I said that she's very sick, she actually sat down on the ground. She was so weak. It is absurd. She wasn't even offered a wheelchair or some help to get in.
March and March founder Jacinta Ngobese Zuma insists their actions aren't hateful.
It's got everything to do with putting South Africans first and making sure that we as a country can survive. Apparently, what they tell each other is everything in South Africa is free, which is not true because it comes from our tax money and from our hard work.
Raymond Perrier from the Dennis Hurley Centre says urgent action is needed.
People are literally dying. This is now 7 weeks, and all the politicians are doing and the officials are doing is just watching and waiting and hoping the problem will go away.
An application to force ministers of health and police as well as the KZN Health MEC to intervene in the blocking of foreign nationals at public health facilities has been struck off the roll in the Durban High Court. Retired Justice Sisi Khampepe has launched an investigation into alleged political interference in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission cases. At least 23 affected families have approached the High Court, alleging that political interference has blocked justice. Justice Khampepe says perpetrators who fully disclosed their crimes to the TRC received amnesty, while others should have been prosecuted.
It is in the interest of justice that the victims and their families must find closure in this process. Where prosecution is competent, those perpetrators must be brought to book. Despite a period exceeding 2 decades, there has, however, been insufficient investigation and prosecution.
Two suspected criminals have been injured after the car they were in crashed and rolled several times near Savannah Park in Durban. It's believed the pair were fleeing from police when the driver lost control earlier this afternoon. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 21 tomorrow, Richards Bay 24.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Durban City take on Golden Arrows in their first Betway Premiership KZN Derby tonight. Australia know that they need to back up their win this week in Cape Town when they take on the Springboks. And Yannick Sinner withdraws from the US Open Mixed Doubles.